Welcome! You're listening to Information and Conversation about Network Marketing, where you become an industry insider. You'll learn the skills, strategies, insights, and step-by-step techniques you need to get on the fast track to network marketing success. And now your host, entrepreneur, author, coach, and network marketing enthusiast, Dale Moreau.
Welcome, welcome once again, everyone. Dale Moreau here, your friendly host with the most in tips, tricks, strategies, and techniques on making network marketing work for you. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me here today on podcast number 13, The Mindset in MLM is the Classic Old Car in Need of Repair from the Expert Mechanic Working to Correct the Problems. You know, it is time to change the narrative about the network marketing mindset of positivity. You need to understand that your past and present are irrelevant in determining your attitude. In other words, you cannot fail because your past was horrible, and you will not succeed based on a future passive income. In fact, the MLM mindset being pushed off on us today tells us that our negative thoughts are holding us back and we are to suppress them. Now, that is easier said than done. And I want to say this outright. May a plague fall upon that house of cards. The only thing to positive attitude is the success you make from the skills that you have learned. Success from skills creates positive attitude. Failure from the lack of skills creates depression, a sense that something is amiss and needs correcting. Now, let me throw this out to you. You just come off from a lift me up, hoop de hoop, hoorah, hoorah event. In fact, you are hyped up and you go out to the first person on the street that you meet. And you say to yourself, I'm going to give him some of my positive attitude. So you walk up to this person and say, wow, isn't this a great day? Don't you just love my positive attitude? And why don't you become a distributor? Well, now, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but what do you think that prospect is going to do? Move swiftly across the street without looking at traffic. We need to make correction with the MLM mindset, like the repairs on the classic old car, to restore it to its former glory. Now, I have two things to give you today for correcting the MLM mindset. And these are it. Mindset is learning skills. And number two, seek out and learn from the experts in network marketing. Now, if we have the proper skills by knowing what to say and what to do, we will create a healthy mindset with a good outlook about life and about network marketing. Having the proper skills by saying and doing the correct things in network marketing not only boosts our confidence, but creates a positive outlook about everything around us. And there are four skills that every one of us must learn if we are to correct the mindset that we have today. And these are it: rapport, icebreakers, close, that is closing, and the presentation. Now, notice the order that I gave them. Rapport, icebreakers, the close, and the presentation. Notice that I said the close is before the presentation, and we're going to get into that. Now, I have already come off a podcast on rapport, and I suggest you go look up that podcast, and you will find it, and I think you're going to find some great things that I had to say about rapport. But let me repeat this. Rapport is telling someone a fact that they already believe in. In other words, the only way to build rapport is to find people who think like we do. They actually see the world through the same lens that we see the world. And it helps with just a smile. But words of a sequence put together in such a way can build instant rapport. And there are four words that you need to put together. And you want to know what they are? I am curious. So let me show you how this works. I'm just curious. Can you pick the hours you want to work right now? I'm just curious. Can you pick the days you want off? I'm just curious. Is this the career you wanted since high school? I'm just curious. Have you ever thought about being your own boss? I'm just curious. Have you thought about a better paying job? I'm just curious. Would you like more time with your family? Now, those are some things that we can agree upon. And what happens when we state facts that we agree upon? We instantly create rapport, trust. We create the ability to be believable. Now, number two, icebreakers. Icebreakers are the things we say to freeze the brain and bring it to a halt. Have you ever had a pain in the knee or in the leg somewhere or even on your arm, and your mom breaks out what? She breaks out what is called an icebreaker. In other words, it's something that freezes the pain and brings it down or subsides it. Well, we need to break out an icebreaker that will bring the brain to a halt. And as there are in rapport, there are four words to remember. I just found out. Now, let's put this together. I just found out how we can get an extra four paychecks each month. I just found out how we can fire the boss. I just found out how we can stay at home with our kids and get a full-time paycheck. I just found out how we can retire 5 years early with full pay. I just found out how we can actually work only 5 years and be anything unlike our parents. I just found out how we can work 3 weeks out of the month and get paid for four. I just found out how we can take a one-week holiday every month. I just found out how we can take a six-month holiday once a year. I just found out how we can make more money part-time than our husbands or our wives do full-time. I just found out how we can wake up every morning feeling like $1 million. And I just found out how we can feel like we are 16 years old all over again, but smarter and with much more wisdom. I just found out how we can have more energy each day. Just by saying that little phrase, I just found out, we can actually make more money than we can with positive thinking. Number three, close the prospect. Did you know that you make decisions before the presentation? In fact, this is why, by learning this one little skill, you will go far in making more presentations than you ever did by doing the presentation before you did the close. So let me show you how this works. Think of how many times that you've actually hung up on sales calls over the phone. Before the salesperson is able to speak to you about whatever they had to say, you've already made the decision to hang up on them. And think of how many of you actually surf channels using your remote control. You pretty much made the decision of what you don't like and like before actually getting to the channel you want. Well, the human mind makes the decision first before the information is given. In fact, that's just the way the human mind works. And we can use that to our advantage. In fact, we make decisions based upon what has been programmed into our lives. Let me give you an example. The young boy who is raised up by a gypsy and is taught to be a thief. And the young minister kid raised up to think correctly and not to be a thief, they both find a wallet. Now the gypsy, the kid who's a gypsy, what does he think? He thinks, oh, this wallet's mine. It belongs to me. It doesn't belong to the person that lost it. It belongs to me. And what does the minister's son think? Oh, well, I've got to find the person that owns this. In other words, the way they were programmed is the way their decisions were made. And programs in our mind support the decisions we make. So here is how we put it together. Would it be okay if those five words? Would it be okay if? Would it be okay if we had an extra paycheck every month? Would it be okay if your skin rejuvenated while you sleep? Would it be okay if we can get back our body clocks to be younger? Would it be okay if we wake up every morning feeling like $1 million? Would it be okay if we could iron out wrinkles? Would it be okay if we never have to show up at work again? Would it be okay if we took our kids on 1 week holiday every month? What do you think that does? Now let's talk about the presentation. The presentation is merely putting together the 13 words. I'm just curious. I just found out. Would it be okay if? And let me give you an example of how that works. I'm just curious. Would you like your skin to look a lot younger? I just found out by taking a product called whatever the name of the product is. You don't have to go to spas and salons spending a lot of money. Would it be okay if you tried it for a month to see what it does for you? I'm just curious if this is a good paying job for you. I just found out how we can have our own business on the side until it grows and we can become our own boss. Would it be okay if we got together and talked it over a cup of coffee at a local restaurant? I'm just curious if you're married to your job because it really is satisfying. I just found out how to have fun working at home part-time 10 hours a week with a company called Fusion with an X, making more money than full-time. Would it be okay if I introduced it to you? I'm just curious, would you like your skin younger while you sleep? Well, I just found out how to use this special beverage called Passion that makes your skin look young and vibrant within a few months and that your husband will take instant notice. Would it be okay if you tried it for a couple months to see what it does for you? I'm just curious, would you like to spend more time with your kids? I just found out how a side business at home with a company called Fusion with an X gives you more time with your kids doing the things you'd like to do with them and don't do right now. Would it be okay if I showed you information about this company and what it can do for you and your kids? I'm just curious, would you like to retire early instead of working 40 years? I just found out how to retire in 5 years instead of 40 with this company called Fusion, working from home 10 hours a week. Would it be okay if I showed you some things about this company to see if this helps you to achieve your dream retirement? Now, the last thing is learn from the experts. Folks, I cannot emphasize this enough. You do not go and learn swimming lessons from a person that doesn't swim. You do not go and learn skydiving from a person who knows nothing about skydiving and has never jumped from a plane. And you do not learn network marketing from someone who's never known anything about network marketing and only has preconceived opinions. You go to the experts and learn. And I am one of the experts that you can go to, and I can teach you how to do this business and make it work for you. And there's other experts. There's Brian Carruthers. There's Randy Gage, Billy Looper. There's Todd Falcone. There's Ray and Jessica Higdon. And a whole slew of other people out there who have actually done this business and made it work. And so I hope you enjoyed this podcast on the mindset of network marketing and how to correct it. And I want to thank you listeners for taking time out of your busy day for this podcast. And I invite you to join with me in building an empire with network marketing. Email me at dale@dalemoreau.net. And you can also go to my blog, which is dalemoreau.net. I apologize. And you can read more about how to make network marketing work for you. Dale Moreau, your host with the food for thought and insights into network marketing and making it work for you, signing off and hoping to see you on the better side of success.
You've been listening to Information and Conversation about Network Marketing with Dale Moreau. For more tips and tricks and to enroll in one of Dale's elite coaching and training programs, visit dalemoreau.net. Whether you're learning the basics or refining your niche skills, you'll find the tools and resources you need to become a network marketing leader. Thanks for tuning in. See you again next time.